Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It is the 7th day of November, 11/7/24. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. Happy Friday Eve.
Ugh.
Do you not like that?
No.
Okay. Happy Thursday, Jay.
Thank you, Steve. Now you just make me want to go right to Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Live every day like it's a Friday, Steve. Oh, that's not bad.
Ooh.
We put that on a shirt. Live every day like it's a Friday. Or would it be better to live every day like it's Saturday? Because most people, anyway, don't have to work on Saturday. Live every day like it's a weekend?
Live every day like it's a weekend. Yeah, but then you wouldn't be very productive, though, would you?
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to put that on the poll.
Every day.
Is live every day like it's a weekend a good thing?
Yeah. What are the options?
I'm going to go with just basic yes, no.
Oh, yes, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Why? What were you thinking?
I mean, I don't know. It's just...
you want no what? That's dumb. Yeah.
I mean, something like that.
I don't mind that one either.
Or like, yay!
What are you, idiot?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well, we'll find out. And then we'll review all our polls on a post-Thursday day.
Ooh, would that be Friday?
Yeah, it would be, Steve.
How about that? Isn't
that something? Gosh, yesterday on the way to work, and I think it's the time of the year, I'm not 100% sure, but it sure feels like it's why I'm coming down the hill from my house. I kind of live up on a hill. I drive through a little treed area to get down to, you know, Sullivan, to the main thoroughfare, if you will. And as I'm coming down the hill, you know, I mean, it's early. I mean, I'm awake, but I don't know if I'm the most attentive in the world at that point. I mean, it is like 4:30. And all of a sudden, there are just deer everywhere. And, I mean, I say out loud, oh, deer. And, it, you know, they, which actually I think they heard and then were like, yes, and started jumping onto the street. But I now have changed my way to get to work because the other way, it's a little bit longer, but the other way I can go, I don't have to go through the treed area.
Okay.
And I feel like there's a lot less chance of having deer. Point being, if there's deer near you, I think it's that time of year. Be more aware. They're just everywhere right now.
Whoa. You're like...
It's like a public service announcement.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like Smokey the Bear of deer.
Only you can avoid deer by staying out of their habitat.
Ooh.
Huh?
That was not bad. I kind of liked it.
It's not quite as catchy as only you can prevent wildfires.
Well, you
know. I don't know if it was very catchy, but you got the point.
Yeah, and... It sounded so...
It's, right?
So good.
Only you. I can't remember where we were going. Oh, we were driving to Arizona to drop my son off.
Uh-huh.
And it was nighttime, and all of a sudden there's one standing literally... It's just weird when you're driving, you know, the speed limit there is 80. And
yeah,
you're just driving along, and all of a sudden at 80, you just see a deer's head about 4 feet to the right of your vehicle, just staring at you, because you can't see them until all of a sudden they just walk up. You know, it's like, hey, how you doing?
And oh, dear.
That is one of those deals. I don't care how many times you see it. I feel like your heart just goes into your stomach.
What, just because of the proximity, how close
absolutely.
They are?
Yeah. You're like, man, that was, you know, maybe like a couple of seconds away from just trashing the car and all the rest. So there's your public service announcement. Be ready for the deer. Because they're ready for you. Ooh, would that put that on a shirt?
Yeah.
Is be ready for the deer because they're ready for you a good t-shirt? No, I'm not putting that.
I don't like that as much.
Very wordy.
Yeah. Are you going to use your Jay Daniels morning show voice?
For the public service announcement?
Yeah, it's the early morning.
That's when it's super raspy and dry.
Yes.
Only you can avoid deer by not driving through their habitat.
Yeah, it makes me feel safe and warm.
Come on.
Well, I don't know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If either candidate starts doing a lot of cool card tricks,
yeah,
they're getting my vote.
Dear, that's going to be the determining factor.
Just that easy.
Not worried about the politics part of it. You just want cool card tricks.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
So Dr. Grumman's for president?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably too young, though.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
It's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay.
What's up?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm great.
That's awesome. I hit a milestone this morning, Jay.
Ooh, gosh, I want to guess.
Okay.
Drank an entire bottle of apple juice, all 8 ounces of it, before you got to work.
No, I'm actually, I'm a little slower this morning, so I'm still working
Dang
on it.
Dang it. Car got over 40,000 miles.
You're close, just not right with the miles.
Oh, I can't remember where your car's at. 50?
Above that now.
Whoa, 51.
Nope.
Final answer, 54.
Nope.
69.
Nope.
82.
Nope. Hut. Hike. 53,000.
53,000 miles.
Yeah,
wow.
Baby.
Did you just accidentally see it, or were you kind of like waiting for it to turn?
Normally I'm waiting for it to turn, but I
you
just
keep that close a track of how many miles your vehicle has?
I just like, oh, I'm about to hit a big number.
Sure, yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But for whatever reason, well, 53 doesn't seem like a very, I mean, it's a milestone, but it's not.
Well, it's a miles stone.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really pay attention. All of a sudden, I was driving out of my apartment complex and down the street.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is getting close
here. Yeah, look at here, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
And of course, it always happens while you're driving, right? It never happens.
Well, did you think you could reach a milestone with it parked?
I mean,
don't know if you know how it works.
Well, no, but I mean, like, you're getting close to somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, I can pull into the parking lot and I, you know.
I understand what you're saying, but I understand what you were saying. I just don't understand how you were saying it.
Well,
you know what? The odometer always switches over to a milestone while I'm driving. It's very inconvenient.
It is. Not that I would, for this, like, take a picture or anything.
Yeah, but I think we've all, you know, done that where you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be, you know, 100,000 miles, and you see it coming up, and you want to see it turn.
Yeah.
But you're driving down the freeway, and you're like, well, I probably shouldn't be staring down at my odometer, but yeah, I'm going to keep glancing up and down.
Right, because I think,
And again, I forget, the year of the car is 2008.
2011.
All right.
So close.
Yeah. 2011.
Yeah, point A to point B, man.
53,000 miles. Right, yeah. You're no frivolous just driving around. You're not Kevin. You're not driving down a dirt road on a summer day just because it's a dirt road on a summer day.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but
I don't think you would, though.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
It's not that I wouldn't. It's just that I wouldn't.
I mean, you know, well, now it's out of principle.
For sure. Oh, here's an 01 Silverado with 225,000 miles on it. Thank you, sir. See, now you're going to get this, and you're going to get the people who are going to go to the other extreme.
The other extreme.
Sure, why not? Just tell us what's the most amount of miles on a vehicle that you drive regularly, I think would be appropriate. I think I have like 208,000 on mine.
Okay. What's the most you've ever heard?
Boy.
250?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
What, more than that?
Oh, more than that?
Oh, yeah, way more. I think we've had people text in before with, I want to say over 300, but I can't remember for sure.
And how long have they had the vehicle?
I mean, usually a very long time.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, about a week.
Well,
and they have been driving a lot.
Yeah, you know, just cross-country road trips or something.
Right, yeah.
It's exciting.
Well, you know, you're always going to get the trucker. You're going to get the guy who's like, well, my truck has, and that's not a fair, you know, that's apples and oranges. I mean, yes, it is a vehicle with a lot of miles on it, but it's also you're driving that truck for work, and it's what you do. These vehicles that were mostly our personal vehicles that you are driving, not necessarily for work. Although I can guarantee you at some point, somebody's going to have a Uber vehicle or something that has a lot on it, or an Uber Eats or whatever.
Because they rack up
the miles on it.
Mm, yeah.
At what point do you think you'd be like, that's way too many miles. I can't keep this car anymore.
For me personally?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a mile. I think it's just age. Like, eventually it's just going to be like, this car is just.
Because it has repair bills, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There's like a problem there, a problem there.
Sure.
I mean, not that I'm jinxing.
They say it nickel and dimes you to death, Steve. You heard that phrase before?
Ooh, nickel and dime.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
2002 Camry with 359,000 miles on it.
Oh, this one has a picture.
Oh, a Tacoma from 99 with 150. Get to driving that thing. That's got nothing on it. That thing's 25 years old. Bro. I don't know what a Bravada is. Wait, how many miles does that have on it? Maybe that's a typo. Oh, I see it now. 302,000 miles on it.
Okay, so 302, 359.
This one's a lie. Carrie, don't lie to us, Carrie. She said her parents' van has... Take a guess.
7 miles.
850,000. Like, wouldn't you forget how many times it turned over?
How is that?
You know what I mean? I mean, I think because after 100,000, does it keep going? I actually don't know now that I've said that out loud. Does the? I suppose it probably does. Does the 100,000 just keep going? So when it's 250,000, it says 250 on there?
I believe. Well, does it depend on the car?
Probably.
I think it depends on the car.
Because 850,000 is not going to be beat. A Honda Pilot with 350,000 on it. Yeah. That's insane. I want to see a picture of the 850 and if it actually shows it, or if it just kind of shows it as 50,000 because it just keeps turning over so many times.
But to keep track of that's
impressive.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. So you got some driving to do, but congratulations on your milestone.
Well, no, I mean, now it does.
You're feeling
not
proud
feel
now,
very
aren't you?
Impressive.
Yeah. It's like when somebody says something like, man, I did this. And then somebody goes, yeah, I did twice that. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, I dunked a basketball. Well,
yeah. You know. I went for a run today. I ran 3 miles. Yeah, I ran 10. Oh, okay. I don't like you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Here's a song.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I wouldn't mind having 25 women fighting over me.
Kevin James.
That doesn't surprise me.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Check out the Coyote Country app. You can download that for free. Take us with you. Then we're right there, you know, wherever you happen to go. And sometimes people are like, oh, man, for some reason your radio station's not coming in good today, or whatever it is. You know, maybe you're up in the wilderness driving, whatever it happens to be. We're on the app. There we are. So check it out. It's absolutely free. Also, in about 15 minutes, we're going to play a little thing we like to call Pick Your Poison. It's where you get to choose your prize, including Brett Young tickets, Chase Matthew tickets. We have the Coyote Country beanie, which I don't know if you saw it, but it's up on our socials. There's a little video of Warren, our buddy Warren Strong from the Friday show. I think, what, you posted that yesterday, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. Looking
and
good in that hat.
He has the hat on so you can see it. And he said it's very, very warm. It is. It's one of those thicker beanies, which is great because it's getting colder, just in case you didn't know. And we'll also give you a chance to qualify for the Seahawks and Cardinals game that's coming up on November 24th. All that in about 15 minutes. Audio Vault time now, ahead of a Throwback Thursday for you. It was Jennifer Garner who was talking about the fact that she was, you know, she's not a coffee drinker, but of course... A lot of times people just ask you out for coffee. Hey, should we grab a cup of coffee? A coworker situation in this case. And, you know, you kind of go along with it because you just, especially back in the day, which this has been a minute for her, but it felt like it was more, now you can go to a coffee shop and you can get a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Back then, I think you kind of went to a coffee shop to get coffee, and that didn't go well.
I had never had coffee. And I was living in New York, and I was, you know, working at a restaurant and auditioning and doing my thing. And this is like 30 years ago. I was cast in an episode of Law & Order.
Yeah.
And I think I was playing someone opposite Benjamin Bratt, but I wasn't like a ton-tong, don-don-don-don-don. I was more like a potential love interest kind of thing.
Okay.
And so he said, do you want to have coffee to get to know each other before we shoot this? And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm being very grown up.
All the time.
No, of course, coffee is exactly what I'd like to have. And so we went to this cafe and he ordered like, I remember it came in a bowl, you know, when they had, and it was a double latte. So he ordered an extra shot. So it was 3 shots of espresso in a latte. I was
Dang.
Like, I'll have the same. I'm sure I put like a cup of sugar into it.
Yeah.
So then he said, I'll have another one because we were chatting and I said, yeah, sounds good. I was so jittery after. I remember I had to cancel an audition. I couldn't, I just was like.
Almost probably had a heart attack. Yeah.
I could feel like, taste my heartbeat.
I could taste my heartbeat. I've never heard that description before, but I mean, if you've never had espresso and you have 6 shots and probably, you know, a ton of sugar to go with it, lucky your heart didn't explode at that point.
Yeah, that's a little bit different than, you know, water.
Plus, it's so much easier. But you can see her as a young person just going, yeah, I'll just have whatever he had because you have no idea how to order it.
Right, right. I mean, it's understandable why she did it.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, thank you. So, be careful about faking that. But Keith Urban says when you're writing songs, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know, I wrote this song about my life. You know, like Jelly Roll just had another number one. He likes to write songs that he has lived, which is great because I feel like it comes from that place deep in your heart. But sometimes you just got to fake it.
Back in the day, I was writing songs about who I wished I could be. You know, I wasn't even that person, but I wanted to be. So I would write a song about that. Acting like I am, but I really wasn't. So one of the beautiful things as a writer, sometimes they're truthful, sometimes they're fiction, sometimes they're hopeful, sometimes they're completely delusional, all the above. Because I don't think Dolly Parton actually worked 9 to 5, but I'm just going to go out on a limb there.
Just go out on a limb. Yeah.
I'm just going to go out on a limb there.
He's so proud of himself for that line, isn't he? Yeah, he's like.
Yeah, feels pretty good.
Yeah. I don't think she ever worked 9 to 5.
I'm just going to go out on a limb there.
Yeah. Good job. You know who was working 9 to 5 for a while was Pharrell Williams. You know, Pharrell Williams' most famous song, Steve?
Probably Happy, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay. I'm the happy. So, yeah, Pharrell Williams. He apparently was a pretty bad fast food worker.
I worked at 3 different locations and was fired from all 3.
At McDonald's, he got fired from 3 separate locations.
I got fired for eating the chicken nuggets.
You would, though, wouldn't you? You just would.
You got fired for eating the chicken nuggets? I didn't know this, that you did the theme tune to McDonald's.
Yeah, you were behind them.
I'm loving it. So they brought that to us and asked us to make a song of it. That was like a moment of hubris. Like,
how funny is that? You get fired, and then eventually, at some point, your music career is so great, you do the ba-da-ba-ba-ba thing.
I didn't realize that was him.
I had no idea either, but that's insane. Can you imagine when they were asking him, hey, could you do it? He's like, for nuggets, I'll do it. Like, yeah. You know, how are you going to take your payment? I'll just take it in nuggets.
Is that like, that's like a kind of a full circle moment, I
totally,
guess.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's bizarre. I wonder, so was it the nuggets all 3 times, or he didn't say?
I think he said, I got fired for eating the chicken nuggets.
Oh,
yeah.
All 3 times.
Yeah,
wow.
You just can't eat the food. Apparently, that's a big no-no. I mean, I worked at an A&W, and we used to just eat the corn dogs like crazy, and I don't think that we were supposed to. But
oh, I thought that. Well, don't you get like a little bit? Isn't that allowed?
They would let you eat lunch.
Okay.
You know, if you worked X number of hours, whatever the case was, they would let you eat lunch. But
I guess you can't be snacking the whole day.
I think it was like they were against the whole. You know, go well. I think we knew we were doing it wrong because we would go to the basement to eat the corn dogs.
Oh, okay.
Where all the condiments were stored because we would just open up a big giant gallon jug of mustard and dip it in there.
Yeah, that feels wrong.
It does, but you know what? When you're making $2.07 an hour, it suddenly felt okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like getting a tip.
That's good.
I mean, there were tricks where you'd go, like my buddies would come to get, and they'd be ordered fries, and you'd pour the fries into the, it was like a boat, you know, like the cardboard boat of fries. That's how they sold them.
You know, like you get at a fair or something, or well, some restaurants do that too.
Absolutely. And then you would overfill the boat so that the bag would have a bunch of fries at the bottom.
Then
they would eat the boat, and then I would, on my break, eat the fries that were left over in the bag.
So you were...
Dirty trick.
Bag of fries.
Probably going to have to go have some sort of reparations on that. You know what? Thomas Rhett is known for writing love songs for his wife. In fact, some people are like, oh, gosh, write something other than a love song for your wife, including his wife.
She is some form of jaded at this point, and I don't blame her. Because I feel like anytime I go on a writing trip, period, there's always at least one or two in there that were stemmed from some memory that I have.
It's like, you've written so many love songs about me, I'm tired of hearing the love songs about me. That's probably not a normal thing.
Yeah, but if you were in her shoes.
Oh, man, I get it. Yeah, it's like another one? I mean, I know you love me, honey, but holy smokes.
It's a little
like,
much.
At some point, it's just overkill. So, yeah, maybe you should stop.
And they've been together since, like, high school or something,
yeah,
right?
Forever, yeah. Hmm. So maybe no more love songs for his wife.
I'm just going to go out on a limb there.
And that's your audio vault for the 7th day of November, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. Kevin James. The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You know what, Monica? That's a great point off the text line. Where are you going to find a phone book in 20 years? Good point.
Where are you going to find a phone book today?
It just gets a great point.
Actually, you know, I did always get, when I was living in Minnesota, they delivered phone books every single year.
Still?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know if they still do that here. I haven't gotten a phone book, I don't think, in a very, very long time.
Huh.
Maybe I should walk around the building here. Actually, I should put out an all email. Does anybody have a phone book I can have? Tape them together so when I start shrinking that I'll actually be able to still reach the microphone.
Oh, so you'll need multiple phone books.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's not going to get any thicker than the one I'm already standing on.
Wow.
So maybe I'll just have to get, you know, like duct tape a couple of them together. Seems dumb.
That would be something,
yeah,
really.
It seems dumb. We have a lot of stuff to give away today, so we're going to play a little round of...
It's time for... Pick.
Yep.
Your poison.
All right, you call, we chat, you pick. That's how it goes, and here's what we're choosing from today. After we have a conversation, you'll get to decide whether you want Brett Young tickets, whether you want Chase Matthew tickets to Brett Young. Of course, that concert is coming up a week from Saturday at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino in Airway Heights, that on the 16th. Chase Matthew is coming up on the 14th? I think that's correct. And then it will also give you an opportunity at a Coyote Country beanie or qualify for the drawing for the Cardinals Seahawks tickets, whichever you feel. Ashley, what's up? Hello? Hello? All right. Apparently nothing's up. Let's try this one. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hey, Jay, it's Dan.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, not much, bud.
What are you up to today?
Just driving up to Canada for work.
Do you feel like it's cold out?
It is very cold out this morning. I had it down to 25 degrees out in Blanchard.
Man, I saw a study today where it said, you know, that they did research on why 50 feels warmer in the spring than it feels in the fall. And I thought, we had to do a study on that?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously your body's used to the cold in the winter, so in the spring, 50 feels like t-shirt weather. Well, where, you know, like today when it's 46, that might feel like sweatshirt weather.
Yep.
Yeah, but we did waste our money on that survey and that study, just in case you're curious.
Yeah.
What's the big plans for work? Just regular old stuff?
Regular old stuff. Driving up to Canada, dropping some stuff off, and turn around and coming back home.
Man, how long does it take to get across the border?
Where I go, it's just a couple minutes.
Oh, that's because you're so good at it, or because they have it just down pat, because you do it
for business?
Down pat,
and it's do it for business, and it's down pat, and it's not a very big border crossing.
Okay. All right. How many
Except
times?
There by Sullivan Lake.
Do you do it every day?
Every day.
Wow.
5 days a week.
No kidding. Have you ever bought anything? Is there something that you love about Canada that you buy before you come back? Like I was thinking like a certain brand of chips or something like that.
No, never really. Because, you know, the exchange rate and everything and then the processing fees, it's like not even worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I got
you. It was something like really special, but
sure.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just become so routine for you. It's not like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, I have for you either some Brett Young tickets, some Chase Matthew tickets, a Coyote Country beanie, or I can qualify for the Seahawks Cardinals game. What are you thinking about?
what days are those concerts on?
Jay? Okay, so Brett Young is a week from Saturday. And then Chase Matthew is on the 14th, but that's a week from today.
Let's do so a week from Saturday, so it's on a Saturday. Let's do the Brett Young.
Okay, yeah, that's a great call. It's going to be a great concert. Yeah. Brett Young is going to be at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino in Airway Heights on the 16th. Hang on, we'll get those for you, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks, bud.
Yeah, absolutely, and drive safe, please. Weird to go to Canada every day.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, every single day.
Wow, that's a trip.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's something about just crossing the border every day just seems weird. I guess it's just normal for him, not
a
big deal.
Would you feel the same way about, like, a lot of people do this, crossing state lines? You know, yeah. Like Idaho to Washington, Washington
yeah,
to Idaho.
Yeah, states are one thing, countries are different.
That is true.
Custom. I mean, there's not anybody sitting at the state line of between here and Idaho. You know,
well, there might be someone.
Checking your info.
Someone's doing it.
I don't know, I just heard a bunch of people in Idaho say, I wish we were.
Oh, boy.
Crystal, what's up?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty darn good. Crystal, have you started thinking about the holidays yet?
Yes.
And how is it treating you? Like, are you planning? You're doing trips? You're thinking of, you know, your travel? You're thinking of who's going to be at your house? Where are you in the planning process?
I am still in the planning process, but we have almost all of our children's birthdays right around holidays, so...
Oh, boy, that adds to it.
Yeah, I'm definitely in birthday mode right now.
And how many birthdays are we trying to figure out?
Well, we have 3 this week, and then we have 2 days after Christmas.
Stop it.
Whoa. Yeah. That is a few.
What the heck?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And are they of the age where, like, birthdays are a big deal?
Yes. My one son just turned 10. My husband's birthday is today. My other son's birthday is tomorrow. And then, 2 days after Christmas. And then the rest of us are like a month after Christmas. So he's supposed to be really busy this time of year.
Yeah. And who's your favorite?
Steve.
Depends on the day.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Right answer, Crystal. Oh, my gosh. That is a lot. Girl, you got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Well, happy birthday to your husband today.
Yeah. Thank you.
And what are you thinking about for a prize today? We've got the Chase Matthew tickets week from today. We have the Seahawks drawing, and that's the Seahawks versus the Cardinals if you want to kind of get away on the 24th of November. We'll put you in that drawing. Or a Coyote Country beanie. I think that's what we have left for you to choose. Which would you like?
Okay, so I think I'll do the Chase Matthews. My youngest son's never been to a concert, and I've won a lot of your concert tickets. And so I told him the next one I win, I'll take him.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, that works. And how old will he be turning?
He just turned 10.
Okay, he's the 10-year-old. All right, very, very good.
He's that birthday boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, hold on for 1 second and hang in there for the season, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Man, that's a lot. That is. I mean, when you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then what? 5 birthdays?
Woo. A lot of presents. That's... Well, I mean, I guess you're not buying presents for Thanksgiving, so that's that. But you're buying turkey.
Well, I hope not.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your present. It is a wishbone. The big 99.9 Coyote Country. Oh.